Your voice in the morning.
11 minutes after 7 a.m. this morning. If you've just joined us, welcome into it. We move along now to our next feature. Now, the National Health Department is implementing measures to address the shortage of medication at state hospitals. Now, this following tender delays in awarding contracts to pharmaceutical manufacturers and a strike by some of the chosen contract suppliers. But to tell us a bit more this morning, we are joined online by the Director for Affordable Medicines at the National Department of Health, and that is Khadija Jamaluddin. Khadija, assalamu alaikum. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you for having me.
So, of course, you know, is this something that the National Health Department preempted?
It's not something that we could have preempted because what we do when we award contracts, okay, not we, but when contracts are awarded, is we try to mitigate for risks. So in many of the instances, you will see that for one particular item, there will be more than one supplier. Unfortunately, in the situation that we are facing, all of those suppliers, or many of those suppliers, had an issue which we could not have foreseen.
Now, of course, when did the shortage begin?
So it depends on the particular product that you are looking at. So at any point in time, there will be a shortage of something. It's just the way things work. It's like if you think of your own grocery cupboard, you're not going to have everything at all times. It's just what is not available at a particular point in time, and can you use an alternative for that or not? So in the case of some of the medicines that we are facing a shortage, there are no alternatives, because even the alternative supplier has an issue or the alternative product has an issue. So it wasn't something that we had expected because we thought we had mitigated for those risks by awarding to more than one supplier.
So what are some of these medications that are now on a shortage, and of course, how are you dealing with it?
Okay, so some of the main shortage that we are facing currently relates to the medicines used in mental health conditions. So that's your antipsychotics and your antidepressants. As I said, we awarded contracts, not me, but contracts were awarded to more than one supplier to mitigate for those risks. So there are partial deliveries that are coming in, and the stock that is coming in is managed by the province to make sure that each facility does have some stock available so that patients are not disadvantaged.
So what happens in the event that, you know, there is no one to supply the medication that is needed?
We hope that we don't face that situation ever. But one of the things that we do is that we bring in stock from overseas. So from a supplier that's not registered in, or maybe the supplier is registered, but the product is not registered in South Africa. And we call that a Section 21 authorization. So that means the medicine is unregistered, but the regulator gives you permission to use that medicine in the country. And we've done that on numerous occasions in the past, and the patients didn't know that there was a supply problem. So we try and put that in place. But obviously that is a time-consuming process. We need to know in advance when there is a problem. And in the meantime, we try to do other things. Like, for example, we would look in the market to see if there's stock available, like, for example, at the wholesalers. And then we try to shift that stock to the public sector. Obviously, you know, given the high volumes that we use in the public sector, that's a really very short-term measure. When we would look at other things such as using an alternative pack size or alternative strength, if that fails, then we would look at using a therapeutic alternative. So there are a number of things that we can do, and we try not to have the patient feel the impact of a stock-up.
Sure. Now, how does the health department, you know, control medication being dispensed at the various state hospitals so that it's not abused?
Okay, so there are laws in place. So the medicine space is highly regulated in two ways. Firstly, by the PFMA, Public Finance Management Act, in terms of the procurement, and then in terms of the Medicines Act, in terms of the use of the medicine. And we do have systems available in our facilities where the dispensing and the medicine management is managed through systems that are in place at the facilities.
Okay. Now, we understand that the shortage is at state hospitals in South Africa. Are any of these hospitals here in the Western Cape?
So the shortage, I think it would affect all parts of the country equally. It's just the way that the particular province would manage that particular shortage. You are in a fortunate position that the West Cape really manages their stock very well. So they very proactive in the management of their stock, and I don't really want to talk on their behalf, but I'm sure when you do get an opportunity to speak to them, they will tell you how they manage the supply constraints in the province.
Just on a final note, in terms of, you know, not having to deal with this again with regards to tender delays, what sort of measures will be put in place?
Okay, so the tender delays were as a result of the timing of the tender awards, and also the handover of those tenders to the National Department of Health. Going forward, we have a project plan in place that we really stick to, and we will make sure that in future all tenders are awarded on time.
All right. Well, Khadija Jamaluddin, thank you so much for your time and for sharing that information with us. We do appreciate it.
Pleasure.
And that was the Director for Affordable Medicines for the Department of Health, Khadija Jamaluddin, speaking to us in terms of addressing the shortage of medication at South African hospitals. Some of the medications include oral contraceptives, pain medication, and chronic medication used for psychiatric conditions.